Oh, yeah. Oh, you did it. You clicked on the Osway Bar podcast, a podcast dedicated to growth. We know we're not supposed to be stuck. We're designed to grow and be all that God has called us to be. We post every Monday and Wednesdays. Monday's a segment I call Monday Message. This is where your messages for me. Wednesday segment, that's one of my favorites. This is a segment called Wednesday's Word from the Wise. This is where I get to sit down with amazing guests and draw from their wisdom, experiences, and anointing, all for the purpose of growing. So if you're ready, I said if you're ready, growth fanatics, let's do it! All right, and welcome back to the podcast. We're always glad that you guys tune in. Happy, happy Monday. I know you guys are getting after it today. And so I just want to continue on the series that we've been talking about, Keys to Promotion, that we just started last week. And so this is part two of this series. You know, last week we talked about just having a spirit of excellence, really dealing with your character, really dealing with your integrity, and getting stuff done. Today, what I want to talk about is something that I think is key, and it's a part of the competence side of things. It's problem solving. I believe if you're going to be someone that's going to be promoted, you have to be a good problem solver. You know, I love looking at leadership in this kind of context of horse and jockey. And I've talked about this prior before, but, you know, the horse and jockey side of leadership, you know, a lot of times we emphasize on the jockey side, which jockey leadership for me, to me, represents soft skills, people skills, interacting with people, communication, how you communicate, working with people, influence. A lot of that to me is on the kind of the jockey side of leadership. Where the horse side of leadership deals with organizational management, operations, you know, suggestion proposals, management, you know, that's the side of leadership that is very important, and you need both. You know, if you only have a jockey, you know, trying to run his race by himself without any organizational skills, management skills, or any of those things, you know, that race is not going to last very long. Vice versa, you can have a strong horse, very organizational management, very management systems thinking, but if you lack the jockey side, it's not going to be well. You know, you need both in order to win this race. And so this side, you know, problem solving, it kind of focuses more on the horse side of leadership, which a lot of times for most folks, it's not the sexiest thing. It's not the thing that sells, but I'm telling you, it's important and that what moves organizations forward. It's what moves ministries forward. It's what allows us to get things done and accomplished. And so you need both. Both are vitally important. You can't be a successful one without the other. So it is vital to have both. I believe there's a lot more on the jockey side, the leadership people side. So today I'm going to really emphasize on this horse management systems processes side. So really what we're talking about is problem solving. Now, I want to share something with you in Genesis chapter 41, just to give you some context behind this. This is when Joseph is brought to Pharaoh because Pharaoh had a dream. Joseph was known for interpreting dreams and giving wisdom. But this is something that's powerful. You know, when Joseph comes and he interprets the dream, not only does he give the spiritual interpretation, but he also gives something that's very vital, and it's spiritual application. So let me read this to you in Genesis chapter 41, and this is going to be in verse 37. So this is after Joseph explains what Pharaoh's dreams means. He says this, he says, "So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, 'Can we find such one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?' Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you.' And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt.' Then Pharaoh took a signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he had him ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried out before him, "Bow the knee." So he set him over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without your consent no man can lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, which, by the way, just a quick tip, if you want to read, you know, Hebrew or Greek names, just say it with confidence and you'll be fine. And he gave him a wife, Asenath, and a daughter of, Potiphar, priest of On. So Joseph went over all the land of Egypt, went out over all the land of Egypt. So I'm reading this with you because Joseph, again, not only gave a spiritual interpretation, but gave a spiritual application. In other words, there was something that was needed to be done. He didn't just say, you know, hey, you're going to have 7 years of great gain and 7 years of famine. But he also, addressed a solution to the problem that was having. Guess what happened? Because of that spiritual interpretation and application to put into practice something that's very practical, he got promoted. And I believe this is key if you desire to grow and to promote, is to be someone who can not just, again, be a good spiritual interpreter where you can discern things and see things, but find true ways to apply them into the organization that's going to help it move forward. What Joseph did here, he solved a problem. Solved a problem that no one else could. And so I want to really help us and grow us in solving this problem. And this is powerful. Again, Joseph gave that application, and that's, you know, the Spirit of God was with him. Well, I just want to encourage us, the Spirit of God is not only with us, but it lives in us. We have the mind of Christ. So as we approach things, man, we're going to be able to move forward and really give good solutions. And with that, what I really believe, if you can become a good problem solver, you can grow into promotion and be over other things and be considered wise. So that's what we're going to break down. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of problem solving. So first I want to talk about common people's response to problems. Now, we're not common, man. We're growth fanatics here in this podcast. We love to grow. We love to learn things. So let me just break this down and see if you fall in these categories, and let's try to find some ways to get you out of it. Okay, so common people's response to problems is, one is ignorance. Now, some people can be insulted by that word. Don't want you to be insulted by that word. Ignorance isn't a bad thing. It's just truly just saying you don't know what you don't know. You know, I've, definitely found places of ignorance when it came to leadership. I didn't realize how important dashboards were, how important analytics were, how important policy and procedures were, you know. And the reason I didn't know is because, again, it came down to ignorance. I always show this example. When I came on to Freedom, you know, we had, and you were just starting up, and one thing that Pastor Joe and Tessa did that was phenomenal is they met with their team every Monday. Every Monday. It was consistent, and I love that. But at times, we can tell that the meeting was not going as forward as it could just because we had a lot of people in the room. We had a good amount of people, about, you know, anywhere from like 10 to 15 people in a meeting room, in a meeting setting. So it was kind of hard to get things accomplished and truly strategically planned out and truly having a safe harbor where, you know, people are trusted and we're working with volunteers and we're working with, you know, and at that time, I don't think there was any paid staff at that time. And so with that, we have this group that we're working with, and it wasn't as efficient, you know, and Pastor Joe would tell me at times, it's like, man, this is getting a lot. And he was noting he needed a middleman or someone that can help him kind of bring the organizational piece into it. Well, I bring up this example because if I was in that meeting maybe six years ago, I wouldn't have seen an issue with it. To me, it's a meeting. People gather together. We're doing fine. We're talking. You know, so that's how meetings are ran. But after, working in comm services, working in Karis, understanding the business principle learned in at Karis Business School, understanding the principles of through the books that I've read, I realized what was happening is we needed a core team, right? There was a lot of emphasis and a lot of you know, things being put on our lead pastors, to decisions to be made, where in reality what was needed just is just a simple org chart and a team of five that can run the rest of the teams. So through that, I didn't know what I didn't know, you know, in the past. So again, that wouldn't have been an issue. That wouldn't have been a problem to me. What that would have been is just purely ignorance. It's just not knowing. So if you ever fall in the category of someone asking you, hey, how can we improve things? How can we make things better? And you find yourself just saying, I think everything is great. I think everything is good. Not to pop a bubble in that sense, but maybe you may be falling into the category of ignorance. And again, that's not a bad thing. All that's just saying is just sometimes we just need to expose ourselves. So for example, like let's say you work at a coffee shop and, you know, the manager or anyone asks like, hey, how can we improve things? How can we make things better? And your response is, I think everything looks good. Well, again, if you're that could be that you're falling in that category of ignorance. So how do you break out of that? Is you go out and explore. Go to other coffee shops. Go to look at how other processes are being ran. Find the things that you enjoy. Find the things that you don't like. And if you realize there's some similarities to your coffee shop, maybe you can provide some solutions. Read books on coffee shops. You can read books on how things are accomplished and how things are getting done. And you can find other creative ways and you can grow out of ignorance. Does that make sense? So again, what you're doing is you're exposing yourself. You're increasing your knowledge. You're expanding a variety of knowledge. And when you can do that, what ends up happening is you become a better problem solver. It's just simply by increasing your knowledge. You know, the best investment that you can ever invest is in yourself. So again, when people ask you, how can we improve things? And you find yourself of saying, I think everything's fine. I think everything's good. You may fall in the category of ignorance. How we break out of that is simply by going out and expanding your knowledge. Some ways I expand my knowledge is through reading books. I go out and look at, you know, key competitors and see how are they doing things that are, you know, look at their processes, look at their things that they're doing, and I learn from there. And other things is I work with mentors, people that have already been there and done it, and I ask a lot of questions. So if you want to increase in your knowledge or you want to grow out of ignorance, again, invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Another common way people address problems is they ignore. You know, they're going to hope it's they're hoping it's going to go away. You know, so just know this, everything that is good is upstream. So you can't just hope for it to go away. You know, Joseph didn't just, you know, tell Pharaoh, hey, we're just going to pray that this famine stops. You know, Joseph gave a actual application of, hey, this is how much we need to save. This is how much we need to put away during the 7 good years. Right? There was an actual plan behind it. So not saying that prayer is wrong, prayer is good, prayer is phenomenal, but you can't just hope that it goes away. There has to be an application behind it, okay? Everything that's good is upstream, so that means there's going to be work. That means we got to use our thoughts. We got to use our mind. Sometimes people ignore because they stop caring. Man, people sometimes have stopped caring about the situation, and you hear thoughts of, oh, it's never going to change, or, it's... you know, whatever, that they've given up. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so sometimes what you need to do is just find your path and passion. Find your path and passion. You know, you got to ask yourself, is this a lack of motivation or is it a lack of training? What do I mean by that? You see an issue and you don't know how to solve it. Sometimes you just, you know, if you really care about the organization and the area that you're in and you're finding yourself just stopping to care about the issues and problems, then what you may need to do is just, again, like what we were talking about earlier, is invest in yourself, grow out of ignorance. Maybe it's a lack of motivation. In other words, you're not motivated anymore. This isn't really your passion. This isn't really who you are. This, the position that you're in, you know, you're just in it for just a paycheck, which, again, many people have different thoughts on that. You know, I totally get it. I've worked jobs before where, you know, I just need to earn money. And so, okay, there it is. You know, but again, you know, you don't want to stay in that area. You generally, most likely, we want to find a place that you have passion and that you're excited about and something that you want to do. Because if you find yourself continue to just stop caring, especially of lack of motivation, you need to do yourself and everyone a favor, and you need to find something that's going to best suit you. You know, don't burn bridges. You don't have to leave in an ugly way. You don't have to leave in a terrible way, but leave with honor and leave with dignity and leave with respect. But find the place that you enjoy, because when you find areas that you love and find areas that you enjoy, you are going to want to problem solve. Okay, so again, ignorance, ignore. And then lastly, what common people's response is complain. They complain. I love Dr. Radke, Dr. Dean Radke. He says this. He has a program called Basic CEO. It's Maximum CEO. It's a phenomenal program that we've gone through at the ministry, at Andrew Womack Ministries and Karis Bible College. And I love it because he says this quote. He says, "A problem without a solution is a complaint." I'll say that again. A problem without a solution is a complaint. I remember sitting down with one of the young leaders at Freedom, and he was just bringing up issues to me and just saying, "Josue, you know, here's A, B, and C. This is wrong. You know, this is going bad. This always hurts." And you know, the thing that I did with this person is exactly what Kathy McIntosh did for me when I used to bring up problems in comm services. She was my boss at the time, and she was really good at saying, "Josue, why don't you take some time and think about it and give me a solution?" Because she was going through the training, and she was just quoting back, "A problem without a solution is a complaint." The thing that I told this person, and it's something that it was a revelation for me, is that you're not special for seeing gaps. In other words, you're not special for seeing problems. Anyone can see a problem. You know, a baby, is having a problem, whether in his pants, you know, because they use the restroom, or whether because they're hungry and they scream and cry. You know, again, you're not special or unique for finding a problem. What makes you special and unique is finding the solution for the problem. And so, again, people either complain because, they don't want to take the time to think, which, again, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I've been there before, too. You know, it's just like it's easier just to ask the boss, like, "Hey, man, here's this issue that came up. What do you think?" But, again, if you are working to promote and you want to grow, then you need to not only just see the problem, but find out a solution behind it. How can I bring a solution to this? Another thing is that, you know, sometimes we complain or we do those things, again, is out of ignorance. So, again, you're not special for noticing a gap. What makes you special is your plan to close the gap. Joseph, everyone knew that there was an issue with Pharaoh's dream. But Joseph not only interpreted it, but he gave the spiritual application to it. All right. So again, common people's response to problems, they ignore, or it's ignorance. They just don't know what they don't know. The way you grow out of that, again, is just simply going to be by exposing yourself to more knowledge. Find a mentor. Read some books. Find competitors that are doing the same thing that your organization or that you're doing. Study them. And, you know, you can grow from there. Ignore. Remember, you can't just hope it away. You know, all good things in life are upstream, so you have to begin to work at it. Other side is, you stop caring. Again, if you stop caring, man, come back to passion. If this is the place that you know God's called you to be and that he's calling to equip you and grow you, then you got to put some work behind it. You got to be able to put some actual steps behind this piece. And then if not, if you realize this isn't your passion, this isn't your place, and there's no peace behind of what you're doing, then you may need to leave. But leave without burning bridges. Leave with respect. Leave with honor. You know, put 2 weeks, put a month notice in if needed, and leave with respect and thank them for the time, allowing you to be there. All right, and lastly is complaining. Don't complain. If you notice an issue, work on bringing the solution behind that. All right, our next episode, next week, we're going to get into the practical side of how to problem solve. I really felt like it was important to just really take time to emphasize the why behind it and get you started in this area. So I'll give you some practical tips on how to problem solve. So thank you guys for tuning in. Silly me. I was about to forget our three-minute challenge. Three-minute challenge today is I want you to look through those three areas. See where you fall. Some of you may already be problem solvers, and that's great. Next week, I believe what I'll share with you will even help sharpen your problem-solving skills. But as you guys are just meditating and studying, take these next 3 minutes and ask yourself, where do I fall in those three categories? Is it ignorance? If it's ignorance, again, find yourself a mentor. Find a book that relates to your organizational vision and what you guys are trying to accomplish. Find mentors. Find, key competitors and to look how they're doing things and find the things that they're doing well and adopt those things. Adopt those processes. Have you been ignoring it? You got to ask yourself those questions. If I've been ignoring it because I'm hoping it away, you got to realize that, man, we got to dig deep. We got to dig deep into some of these things. If you catch yourself ignoring it because you stop caring, see why. Is it a lack of motivation or is it a lack of training? And then lastly, have you been complaining? Have you just been bringing problems up? If you have, I encourage you, find a solution to that problem that you notice. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, take these next 3 minutes and see where you fall in and apply the change. Thank you guys. Peace.